Chris DeBerg and the Lady in Red at 98.3 The Coast, The Best Mix. I'm Zach East, and this is The Best Mix in the Morning Show with Coffee Talk for Tuesday, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Today is World Table Tennis Day. It's also National Caramel Popcorn Day and New Beer's Eve. Yeah, the sale of beer officially became legal again on April 7, 1933, after Prohibition ended. The night before, when many people began lining up outside some breweries, has been best known ever since as New Beer's Eve. Get ready for a hot summer. According to the Weather Channel, we're in for a scorching summer throughout the country, particularly in the western and central states. A hotter than average June through August is expected from the West Coast to the Mississippi Valley and western Great Lakes, the Weather Channel revealed. The northern and central Rockies into the northern and central plains have the best chance for a hot summer. We are hula hooping. Thanks to TikTok, the latest adult craze for both exercise and out of sheer boredom appears to be hula hooping once again. There are even weighted versions of the toys that connect to apps for charting exercise and overall improvement, in case you want to get that deeply involved with your hula hoop. Do you have any idea how many recurring subscriptions you have or how much money you spend on them? If you don't, you're not alone, as 78% of respondents in a recent survey by Chase say they have at least one recurring payment to a subscription service like Netflix or BarkBox, and 58% of those say they've forgotten about at least one of those subscriptions. 55% admit they don't even know how much money they're being charged monthly for these accounts, but it seems that a lot of people just don't want to deal with the hassle of figuring out what recurring payments they have or how to cancel them. And it might be time to stop obsessively sanitizing everything. As we've learned more about COVID, we found that the chances of getting it from a surface are way lower than we originally thought. The CDC says chances of catching COVID from a surface are now less than 1 in 10,000. And one chemist in Colorado says, quote, "If we took half the effort that's being given to disinfection and put it on ventilation, that would be huge." That's Coffee Talk for today, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.